Hello, this is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2028, recorded on Thursday the 20th of September 2018. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always love to hear from you. Before we start Chatterbox this week, we have a special message from David Potten.
Hello, I am David Potten, and I'm here to tell you that the October edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk will follow immediately after this week's Chatterbox. As usual, the variety of contributions is astonishing. There will be many musical memories. Matt Monroe, PJ Proby, The Supremes, and more. We will hear about bowel tests and pudding clubs. Less than 50 years of Grandstand, but almost 150 years of the EDP. Forthcoming performances by Sally Phillips at the Hostry and by Sharon Small in Still Alice. Water voles and walnuts, hobgoblins and first of the monthers. So don't forget that all this follows straight after this week's edition of Chatterbox.
We can now start with part one of Chatterbox, read this week by Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver.
We'll have the usual news items from the evening news, letters from readers, information desk and two features. They are very different. In part one, we'll hear about an amazing story unearthed by an East Anglian writer. Then in part two, there'll be a story about the Grit, a fishing community close to Lowestoft. But we'll start with some of the stories making the news in Norwich this week.
The saga around Anglia Square development continues. This week, the developers announced that they were revising their proposals and reducing the proposed height of the central tower from 25 to 20 stories. This resulted in a mixed reaction, and we will hear more of this from Evening News readers shortly. There were plenty of other stories this week about construction in Norwich. An investment firm is looking at building 500 new homes near Thorpe St Andrew. Another developer is proposing to build 218 houses and other buildings on the former Gerald's Printworks site. The new 13-storey student accommodation in All Saints Green is going to be named after Pablo Funk, who was immortalised in a Beatles song. But before we start singing tunes from Sgt Pepper's, let's hear about Anglia Square.
A move by Anglia Square developers to alleviate concerns over a controversial high-rise tower in their regeneration plans have been met with a mixed reaction. A revised master plan for the scheme has been lodged this week, with developers Western Homes proposing a variety of changes to its original proposal, most notably reducing the height of a 25-storey tower by 5 floors. The developers say in doing so they've listened to the public and tweaked their plans accordingly, lifting the project's spending to date up to £3 million in the process. The revised plans have seen the controversial tower brought down in size to just shy of 63 metres tall, while another apartment block of 5 storeys has been reduced to 4. Stefan Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich Business Improvement District, said that while the height of the tower has been reduced, we still feel a 20-storey building is out of the context with the rest of the area, which is a big concern. Mr. Gurney also raised concerns that the amount of retail space on offer was not in keeping with directions of the city's local plan.
An investment management firm is looking to build up to 500 new homes near Thorpe St Andrew. The properties could be built on a 61-acre site to the east of Green Lane South and north of Broadland Business Park. Details about the latest plans have been revealed in a scoping report recently submitted to Broadland District Council. It states that London-based Lothbury Property Trust Company is behind the proposals. and it means that with three other proposed developments in that area, more than 1,000 homes could be built east of Thorpe St Andrew. The scoping report said, "The proposal is for a largely residential development, plus open space and a sports field. There will be a limited area of commercial development to support the residential proposals. Both the residential and commercial development will have a maximum height of 4 stories, the report said. It will cover 4 parcels of land, divided by roads and the Norwich to Sheringham railway line. The report said housing will be on the larger 2 southern sites, located either side of Low Road. Meanwhile, the proposed playing fields will be situated on the northern site, which is to the east of the railway line and north of Middle Road. Permission has already been granted for 600 homes at Brook Farm. For more information about the 500 homes, search application 20181510 on Broadland Council's planning website.
A £45 million scheme for more than 200 homes on a Norwich city centre site, empty for more than a decade, has been submitted. Proposals for the development on part of the former Jarrold's Printworks site in Barrack Street have been lodged with Norwich City Council. Essex-based housebuilder Hill and Jarrold's St James's Limited has asked City Hall for permission to build 218 houses, apartments and commercial space on the land, one of the biggest undeveloped sites in the city centre. Permission for a scheme including 200 homes, a 60-bedroom hotel and offices was granted to Jarrold's in 2007. While some offices and a bridge over the river were built, a slowdown in the housing market meant the homes were never built. But fresh plans have now been lodged following a public exhibition in May. It includes a mixture of townhouses and flats, ranging from one-bedroom apartments to three-bedroom houses. Documents lodged with City Hall by Agent Savile state, "The applicant is keen to deliver the proposed development from 2019 onwards. But there could yet be a wrangle over affordable housing. According to council policy, a third of all homes in developments of 11 homes or more should be affordable. But a viability assessment lodged by the applicant states the scheme would not be viable if that much was provided. It concludes it could marginally support a provision of 4.5%. A decision will be made by the council's planning committee in due course."
He was famous as a Victorian circus owner and was then immortalised in a song by the Beatles. And Pablo Fanca now lends his name to the new 13-storey student accommodation in All Saints Green, just around the corner from where he once lived. As a young man, Frank, born William Darby, lived in Burr Street, but became the first black circus owner in the country in the 19th century. It was a poster for one of his shows, which was the inspiration for John Lennon when he wrote Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, which features on the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album. Alumno developments behind Pablo Fank's house at the former site of Mecca Bingo, which will house 244 students from the University of East Anglia, has marked the connection with a poetry wall. The wall, in the style of the sort of circus poster which inspired the Beatles, features a work by poet Ira Lightman, who regularly appears on Radio 3's The Verb.